Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Welcome to Commissioner's Court today. We're going to start off today. Judge Mack is going to come forward. He's going to open our time with our invocation, and then we'll do our pledges. If everybody would stand, please, and if you would remove your covers, please, gentlemen.
Thank you, Judge and Commissioners, and I appreciate the privilege of being here today. And Commissioner Metter, thank you for your legacy and your friendship. Love you and your family. Father, we come to you today, and it's in the name that brings healing. It's in the name that brings restoration and hope. It's in the name that we can lean into the uncertainty of the hour in which we live and hold on to your grace and your mercy and your love. It's in the wonderful name of Jesus that we pray today. And we ask, Almighty God, that you would be with this court, be with this county, be with this state, be with our nation. We know, God, that as when adversity and uncertainty comes, that you're the God that changes not. You're the great I am. And we're reminded this season that you are truly the reason. Your grace, your love, your mercy, your hope, your salvation comes through you and all that you offer. So in uncertainty, God, we thank you for peace. We thank you for calm. We thank you for leadership. We thank you for the great elected officials of this county that want to serve and make a difference every day. We pray a special blessing upon Commissioner Metter and his legacy and his family and all that they've sacrificed in his years of service. We also pray for Janie and all that she's got ahead, Lord, that you're the great physician and you're the healer. And we thank you for all that you're going to do and the miracle, once again, that you're going to work. We love you and praise you for every county employee, every elected official, the citizens of this great county. And we bless you and we praise you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you.
Say our pledges to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. Thank you, and you may be seated. We would let the record reflect that all of our commissioners are present. Do I have a motion to approve the court agenda?
Move. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. At this time, gentlemen, if I may, I would like to move the proclamations and resolutions up, and then in citizens also bring up miscellaneous, as we're going to have some presentations at the beginning, if that's not a problem for y'all. Okay? All right, so let's go ahead. And the first proclamation and resolution has to do with the proclamation in honor of Joe. Where are you at, man? Come on up here. And as we do this presentation, go ahead.
I'm going to ask Commissioner Metter to assist me while we do this, and we're going to step down to the podium.
Okay.
I hope most of y'all in here do know Joe and his family, but if you don't, anytime there's somebody in need or there's something that's going on, when somebody needs some help, these are the guys, some of the first guys that step up and take care of business. And they have taken care of business in a big way throughout this COVID situation. Even when Governor shut down the whole state, shut down the restaurants, shut down everything, these guys figured out a way to keep feeding folks. And they did it in a big way. And we're going to read some stuff here. Some of y'all may not know. Some of y'all may not realize. Some of these numbers are just, they're just unheard of. So Joe, I'm going to read this. Hope I can get through this. But we'll get through it together. That's what he always says. All right, proclamation. Whereas Joe Halidi, owner of Joe's Italian Restaurant in Conroe, Texas, his staff and their families, in conjunction with donations from members of the community, has generously donated their time and skills to support multiple public service organizations and citizens in and around Montgomery County, Texas. And whereas Joe's Italian Restaurant has prepared and donated, now listen to this, 50,437 meals to support individuals, including first responders, healthcare workers, local government workers, and others affected by the corona pandemic, and the EF3 tornado in Onalaska, Texas. And whereas the Montgomery County's Commissioner's Court and the citizens of Montgomery County desire to recognize Joe Halidi for his generosity and commitment in providing nourishment and meals to those who extended their efforts for the protection of the community they serve. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Commissioner's Court of Montgomery County, Texas, does hereby proclaim December the 8th, 2020, as Joe Halidi Day, Montgomery County, Texas.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, brother.
Thank you for everything. Don't forget, when this is over, don't forget what Joe did for this community. If you want my day,
thank you.
Now,
okay, here.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, no, go ahead. No.
But the same thing. But the end of it, this community is thankful for the generous spirit and service and help we provide for others who were extending their
Now, again, he not only fed first responders, emergency workers, he came and sent meals over to our county barn in Magnolia, the tax office, the library, just everybody. He's done that all over the county. So, again, what Commissioner Meador said, we certainly need to remember Joe when we are all able to do everything that we should be doing that right now today, but that's for another day, right?
Right.
So, again, anybody that was helped Joe or was out handing out food, would y'all come up? Let's all get a picture with Joe if we can. Anybody that was there or anybody that wants to come up, take a picture with Joe. Y'all come on.
We can do a motion here.
Y'all want to come down?
Yep. Absolutely.
Like it good?
Yeah.
Y'all in it?
Commissioner, while you're here, would you make a motion to approve this proclamation?
I move.
I say all in favor.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Here goes, Joe.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Absolutely. Thank you for your
leadership. God bless you. Thank you.
All right, at this time, I'm going to ask, as we move this miscellaneous forward, as I've asked you all to go with me on this, ask Jimmy Edwards to come and lead us off. It's a presentation that he wants to do. Former county judge.
Morning, Judge.
Morning, Judge.
Welcome.
Morning.
Welcome.
Good morning, Judge. Commissioners, thank you very much for taking a few minutes for us to be here. A few years ago, I received a phone call from Commissioner Meador, and he said, Jimmy, what are you up to these days? I said, oh, nothing much. And I said, well, how about this? Let's build us a new Montgomery County Veterans Memorial Park. And I said, what about the one we got now? I said, Jimmy, it's You remodeled it in 86 when you were county judge, and right now we got some problems on ADA, we got some problems on accessibility, we have problems on visibility, and have a tremendous problem with parking. So what do you think about it? I said, well, Mike, it bears the name of 168 soldiers from Montgomery County who were killed in action. It also has a huge granite monument that bears the name of President Gerald Ford on it. And to dig that thing up is going to be a real issue. And he said, well, what else is the problem? He said, well, how do you want me to do this? Do it how you want to do it. Where do you want me to put it? And he said, find a place. I like the way Mike leads. I really do. I said, who's going to pay for this? And so he said, I'll talk to the other commissioners, and you just get to work. We can get some donations together. And that's how the new Montgomery County Veterans Memorial Park originated. And that's how we started it, how we put it together. Y'all come through every year in the budget hearings. Oh, speaking of budget, while I'm here, don't get nervous, anybody. Cut and Shoot gave us $1,000 from the Cut and Shoot budget to the Montgomery County Veterans Memorial Park. First municipality in this county to come forward. We're going to be asking others. I did some figuring, and with that prorating that little bitty Cut and Shoot budget and that $1,000, with your budget, you now owe me $3.7 billion. Nervous, Commissioner Nowak. Commissioner Nowak just went, whoa. I am here today to say thank you to Commissioner Mitter. And we've got a little presentation to give to him, and it's a very important artifact in Montgomery County. Janine, if you'll come forward, just Janine and Lloyd Wayne. I don't have my glasses on. I left my glasses. Here we go. Is Henry here, Henry Cagle? I'm going to introduce these board members, if you'll come up real quickly. They're all military veterans or have service. Scott Bullock, Howard Wood, Floyd Wayne, Gary Lynn, Captain Jim, George Zamora. These are a few. Our commission has grown to 21 members from across this county, South County, East County, Magnolia, West, all of them. Y'all coming up? Give us all a George. You see the men and women that are helping us build this park. We are 21 strong now, working to build it. Some of y'all were able to attend the dedication of our new bridge, and the city really, Conroe jumped in, helped us, and we got it dedicated. Mike came through and came through with a tremendous bounce, and y'all can see it every day when you drive by now. We are getting comments and emails and web pages hits from all across this country. This park has grown into a gift from Montgomery County to the people of this nation. And Mike Mitter let it off. So what we'd like to do, if we would...
Hey, let me tell you all what Judge Edwards told me, though. I talked to Jimmy about it. He was a big part of that process at the old park. And when we talked about it, and I kind of threw it at him, you know, like I did, he said, let me take it. And it would not be what it is today without Judge Edwards and his staff and his people. It would not be anywhere close to that. I mean, this is going to be an amazing, amazing park.
We are
and a tribute to all the guys and women that have served in Montgomery County. But it wouldn't be that without Judge Edwards.
I agree.
Thank you, Commissioner.
It would not be that.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
And thank you, Jimmy.
We've done some surveying and some work. We feel in the first year of operation since the bridge is in. Last year, 87,000 people visited the San Jacinto Monument in Battleship, Texas, which is not a whole lot of people. We will surpass that next year. That is how fast we are growing. So I've introduced members of the commission. They're first responders. They are veterans. This park also honors first responders. A new first responders flag flies now at the new park. So we'd like to make this presentation. I'd like to have some of the first responders come up
Joe, would you come up? Raymond McDonald, City, Matt, would, our new commissioner taking the place, Robert, would you please come up also? Constable Cash, first responder. Sheriff Henderson, first responder.
Greg.
Greg Holcomb, where's Greg? Greg's helping us on our fundraiser. Greg, if you'd come up. Hey, everybody line up. We got another big crowd. All of these deal with first responders and veterans. Judge Mack, if you would join us, please. All right, everybody get their cameras out. If y'all would come, please. Mike, if you'd join me here. Everybody scrunch in. Come on, get right here.
All right.
Mike? What I have here, ladies and gentlemen, what I have here is the first Montgomery County flag that flew over the Montgomery County. I have veterans, first responders. Thank you, Mike. Montgomery County Veterans Memorial Park, Montgomery County flag, first raised April 2019. Thank you.
Thank you for what y'all do. It. We don't. But this is what an honor.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you for your service.
I'm going to cry a lot today.
I never choke up. Never. Never lost a word. Thank y'all very much.
Well done, Judge.
Man.
Okay. Well deserved, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Outstanding, absolutely.
All right. Come on up, Robert.
What do you got next, Judge?
One more.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I guess I'll probably carry on the same tradition Jimmy did. I can cry pretty easy. I've been kind of elected this morning to thank Mike for 28 years as the his service to the county. Mm. And it's real personal to me because a lot of folks don't know that we're family. And I've known him for a long, long time. There's nobody else in this room that I respect more. And there's a lot of different things, and I hate I'm having to tune up. But I want Mike to know that everybody on the court and everybody in this room and everybody in Precinct 1 and the county as a whole knows what a service he has done while he's been here. And it's very special. And I have something for you, but I didn't bring it this morning. Because it wasn't supposed to happen this morning.
Right?
You know, but things changed and but anyway, I think we should all really give Mike a great big hand for 28 years of fantastic bringing, you know, helping out with the court and with the county. You know, it's just very special. It's very special to me, and I know it's very, very special for each and every one of you guys here on the court. No longer as you've been on the court, it doesn't matter. He's been here 28 years. I think he is the longest sitting county commissioner in Montgomery County, if I'm not mistaken. And this will be his last court because he's got some things going on. And it's going to be very soon that he's not going to be able to tell me, shut up, you're not the commissioner yet. And I really look forward to that day. I tell everybody all the time, I'm tired of looking through the window. Let me in. So, anyway, Mike, thank you so much. I can't look at you. But anyway, you're very special, and I know everybody up here knows the same thing, so thank you.
Thank you.
Very good.
Can I take a minute just to get my picture taken with
me? Yes, absolutely.
Sure. Absolutely.
Presentation for him, too.
I also want to get in the picture.
Good, it's coming.
That's right.
Okay, all of us. Thank you all. Thank you. But that's not all. There's more.
All right, Commissioner Metter. You know, you and I have been working together for 8 years now, and I'm really happy that we're leaving on a much better note than we started. You know, I don't think most people don't know how much time you and I have spent together outside of the office, and how well we've gotten to know each other. And, you know, you've been a great sounding board and advisor, and you know, you're a mentor to this whole court. Everybody looks up to you. You don't ask for an awful lot, really. Can't think of much you ever asked for, but at your deer camp a couple weeks ago, you told me something you always wanted that you didn't have, and I'd be damned if it wasn't hard to find. Brett Ligon helped, a detective in the sheriff's office helped. The court all pitched in, and you asked for a gold cup, and we got you one. It's just not here yet.
Oh, you're kidding me. Kidding me.
I'm going to have to defend Robert just a little bit now. We didn't know today was going to be his last day till this morning.
That's right.
So there's a lot of us that weren't ready for this. A lot of us were planning some big stuff next week. Well, you just screwed all that up, Matt.
Oh, my wife.
Yeah.
No.
There's a small version.
So.
I'll check this out. You know what? Y'all know what a gold cup is?
Very nice weapon.
How many people got a gold cup 45? And you don't buy a new one.
We found
one. Don't make them anymore. You got a... Huh? Y'all don't know what this means.
So.
Yeah. Thank y'all for that.
Very well, absolutely.
You couldn't have got me anything that I would cherish more. What a morning. But I have, it's been an honor and a privilege for me to have been blessed to work with Montgomery County in Precinct 1 for 28 years. I mean, when I started, I had no clue. And over a period of years, you learn a few things. But it's been an honor working with the court. I think I was counting up. I've worked with 9 or 10 different commissioners over the years and 3 county judges. And, sometimes you start out a little rough, but you get through it. You build relationships. You build friendships. And that's how you get business done. And I like to think that we've done some really good things up here for Montgomery County. And I think we've been good stewards of the money. And you know, we've got a tremendous bunch of department heads. Very, very qualified. Some of the best in the state. We've got some amazing elected officials that do a tremendous job. But I know who runs this place. And it's not department heads, and it's not elected officials. It's the staff. It's the employees. They work tirelessly. They give their life to Montgomery County, and they're the ones that make this work. And y'all don't forget about them. Promise?
Promise.
Promise.
Absolutely.
And I'd ask that you keep us in your prayers. We've got another little journey to go through with Janie. But we'll get there with the prayers. I know how they work. And again, it's been an honor and a privilege, I'm at a loss. I can't believe I got through this without crying. So thank y'all so much for making my 28 years as easy as it could be. And I've made a lot of wrong decisions. I've made a lot of bad decisions. But you make those and you work through them. And Commissioner-elect Walker, I couldn't have handpicked anybody that I would like to see follow me other than you. And I know you'll do a great job. Good luck to you. And y'all go easy on him, okay? And thank you so much for this. These are two things that I'm going to cherish. So, anyway, thank y'all very much.
Very excited. Commissioner, one more time. All right. Everybody take a deep breath. Thank you, Commissioner. At this time, as we move forward in our agenda, are there any citizens who would like to come forward and share with any of with us on any topic that might be in either the consent or open agenda? If there are none, then we will move forward. Do we have a motion to consider and approve the Commissioner's Court minutes? And we can do both A and B on this. Do I have a motion?
Move.
Second. All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Consent agenda. Do we have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Judge, I need
with any modifications?
Yes. On page 7, 3A, under Precinct 3, approve resolution order to pay for acquisition of 3206. That should be Donwood, D-A-W-N. So let the record reflect it's 3206 Donwood. And I move with that correction.
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? And it is approved with modification and the correction. Thank you, Commissioner. Let's move forward to our open agenda. As we begin our open agenda, we have a topic to discuss and has to do with the TPC and where it's at HGAC. Consider, discuss, and take appropriate action on appointment or reappointment of a representative member and one alternative. Currently, it is me as the representative, and it is Commissioner Metz who is the alternative for me. Now, as we move forward, gentlemen, I want to give everybody an opportunity to step up and to take this over.
Okay, I nominate Judge Kehoe as the representative, and Judge Metz, Commissioner Metz, sorry, Commissioner.
I second.
That's wrong.
I think Robert Walker's coming on board.
Man,
I'll
take it easy on Robert.
We have a motion on the floor, and we have a second.
So I amend, Commissioner.
And we'll be glad to do it, and I know, Commissioner, you will as well. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
When is the HGAC Board of Directors representative come up?
4 more years.
No. January, right? Okay. Y'all better be getting ready. That's all I can tell you.
All right. Thank you.
Let's pick somebody who hadn't done it yet.
A perfect one for our new guy. Okay. Just kidding, Robert. Let's move forward. Item number B, consider discussion resolution order renewing and extending the declaration local disaster issued for a public health emergency for a period of 30 days to expire on January 9th, 2021. Do I have a motion to that effect?
Nope. Move.
Second.
Is there a second? Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Emergency management. Jason.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners.
Morning.
Item A is consider and discuss and approve the purchase of rapid COVID tests from Next Level Urgent Care for use at Montgomery County Wellness Center and Next Level locations in an amount not to exceed $75,000 use of CARES funds for this item.
Jason, does it have to be rapid? Could it be just a traditional PCR as well?
It's a PCR test. It's a rapid PCR test.
So even one of my employees was told that the rapid test still is not as accurate as the longer test. And they tested both here, failed the rapid test, and was positive with the traditional.
The rapid, the one we're using at Next Level is the SARS-CoV-2 rapid antigen test. It's 98.9% accurate. The PCR swab that goes off to a lab is like 99.2% accurate. It's not a big difference. However, the swab in administers the same cost, and then to send it off to a lab is another $110. So they're literally double the cost for that type of test. And considering the difference in accuracy, the one we have now is what we need to immediately be able to identify an employer, someone that's got the symptoms, they take the test, they're positive, we get them home, get them recovered, and get them away from others.
And I've heard the same thing about the rapid test. Do we have any data?
The rapid, yes, we're using them now. The rapid tests we've done
and how many were wrong, or do we have anything?
Well, here's the nice thing. So the clinic has currently been sending off any positive that they receive. While they've told the employee that they're positive and they need to follow the protocols, they are following that up with a lab confirmation, so they are sending that swab off. That was early on when this came in. They were checking the efficiency and validating the machine that they received. So far, they haven't had any that were false positives. So any true positive we got in the office was a true positive at lab confirmation.
How many people are we testing on a daily or weekly?
So when we first started this, in late June, July, with Next Level, we were averaging about 120 across the board, a countywide test a month. It has seen an increase. It slowed down around October, and it's picked back up now that we're in another spike here in November.
And this is county employees that we're testing?
This is.
And we need another 70. I mean, how much longer are we going to be testing?
Independents.
Yeah, independents.
Independents.
Anyone on the health plan, and it's going to last as long as we have the virus around. The general public is not going to be eligible for the vaccine until at least the mid spring or late spring, early summer. So we're going to continue to have people that are going to have to be diagnosed with this. using this test this way prevents the self-insurance fund from going in the rears on a test that's covered under the federal guidelines. It also gives us access to them immediately, and under this item, it'll give our employees and dependents access to the test at the next level urgent care facilities that are not here at the campus today. So if your employee is sick, they don't have to come downtown for tests. They can go to any next level location and show their county ID or their county insurance card, pay the copay at the facility, which is $25, and get access to the test on the spot.
And Commissioner, I actually asked if emergency management would consider this, because we ended up having some people over the weekend that couldn't get tested as quickly as they would have liked to. And so now all of our employees, as Jason said, can go to any next level urgent care.
Next level,
one
yep.
in, you know, Tom
One
Hall,
in the Woodlands,
Conroe,
one in Kirkendall,
Tom
yeah.
Hall, ever, yep. I mean, they're all over the city, so they're easy to find, easy to get to, and we'll cover that cost. So I move. I think it's a good deal.
Second.
Any more discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Jason,
item B, consider
you want item B?
Yes, sir. Consider, discuss, and take appropriate action regarding the renewal of the 11,200-square-foot warehouse lease with CW Rod Conroe LLC for OEM from January 1, 2021 through September 30th, 2021. Base rent on this is $9,800 per month with a pro rata share of $2,005 per month. Total not to exceed $11,805 per month. Authorize Darren Hess to execute agreements on behalf of Montgomery County, and please name a funding source. This is the warehouse that was rented with CARES funds early in the spring. We have all of our PPE and emergency supplies, including the vaccines as we receive them here shortly, in this warehouse. Because we're running on the end of the CARES Act, we do need to renew this lease, but we cannot use CARES funds since the use of those funds has to stop December 30th, so we will need a funding source for this.
I move contingency.
And we got, what, $345,000?
Commissioner, we'll have another, it'll be $450,454.
But didn't we take $100,000 out last court?
We've already taken that into consideration.
So $450,000.
They have an additional $100,000 coming in, is
That's
what
correct.
You're saying. Yeah, okay.
So
all right, we have a motion.
450 minus 141.
Yep. And we put this through the end of the fiscal year so we can reevaluate this at budget time.
Just to keep you up to date, Commissioner, there is a consent item, too, that used part of that contingency as well.
How much was that?
$3,500, I think.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just trying to think. So we'll have less than $300,000, just noting. Second.
All right, any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Next item.
Thank you, Commissioners. Item C, consider suspect appropriate action authorizing OEM to purchase hand sanitizer from Farouk Systems in amount not to exceed $36,000, funds to come from CARES Act funds.
Motion.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Item D. Thank you, gentlemen. Item D, consider and discuss and approve authorization for emergency management to purchase additional PPE and necessary supplies in the amount not to exceed $250,000. This is, we're wrapping up the acquisition of PPE right now. We have a few outstanding invoices as we've acquired some PPE or found some PPE, located it. We also are finishing out the warehouse. We have a few shelves we're building in the warehouse to make room for the vaccines and all the supplies we've ordered that the court's authorized in the last 3 weeks or three court sessions. So I didn't put on here depletable items as we discussed in other meetings, because some of the shelving and stuff is not a depletable item, but it's going to be brunt 90% or more for PPE and the rest to finish out getting that warehouse ready to accept all of these purchases.
Are we out of
money
PPE?
No, we're not out of PPE. We are preparing, and we have enough supplies to last the county through our current, I hate to use the term because Commissioner Riley hates it, burn rate, but at our current use rate of the PPE, we have enough to last about 14 months with the completion of these purchases and what we've got coming to court next week.
If there's anything above and beyond the PPE or the shelving, you'll come back to court and let us know?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think based on what I know talking with Darren, this money's almost already ready to go with invoices waiting to be approved that is for PPE. And we've already made a few of the shelves purchasing from Granger,
gowns,
but I want to make sure it's covered.
Gloves.
It's going to be gowns, mask, gloves, and surgical mask and N95 mask. Yeah.
Jason, how much money is left in the CARES fund?
Rakesh is probably better to answer that. Based on the numbers that we've done over the last few weeks, we're getting right around $3 million left that's not allocated to something one way or another. That'd be my rough guess.
All right.
Rakesh, you got a better guess?
Roughly, that's about right. Next quarter, we can come back with more detail.
Okay.
And
you know, see if there's any other reclass that we didn't do.
Yeah, will you go ahead and bring the next court, bring us, start with the $105 million and just show us a breakdown of everything we spent and what's left, and then the county attorney's office, I don't see BD, but you guys are still looking to see, you're going through it to see if there's anything that you recommended reclassing.
Right.
And that'll be on the next agenda.
Perfect. All right. All right. Do we have a motion? We have a motion?
Move.
Second? Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Item E is consider discuss to take appropriate action regarding reimbursements for actual expenses incurred by the following jurisdictions. Authorize OEM to work with jurisdictions to secure the necessary ILAs with the assistance of the county attorney's office to effectuate the reimbursements. Further authorize County Judge Mark Keough to execute the ILAs on behalf of the county. The expenses for these jurisdictions have been audited and confirmed by the county auditor's office as not to exceed the following amounts. If you'd like, I can read them. If not, we'll move on.
Because we discussed this in a previous meeting, these
yes.
are audited. We know exactly.
Rakesh can speak to this
yes.
now.
Yes, those are all audited numbers. Now, the Woodlands Township, the entire 274 is the 100% of the allowable expenses. Obviously, it was 320-something, but then you know we reviewed and audited to make sure that it's all within the whole
okay.
time frame. Now, keep in mind, that's the entirety of the Woodlands Township actual expenses.
And I asked Rakesh if he would bring us the percentage of residents in the Woodlands that live in Harris County versus live in Montgomery County,
yep.
because the Woodlands Township did receive funding
from
for
Harris
their
County.
Expenditures from Harris County, and so I think he has a number that will be reflective of what that is.
So here, so
will this number change?
Yes,
yes, sir.
Yes, that will change. So the Harris County, the allotment of the population of the entire Woodlands is about 10.83%, so roughly about 11%. So Montgomery County portion is about 89%. So with that, the 89% of, so if the court approves, then what we can do is that 274,372.42 is the entire 100% of the expenses that they asked reimbursement for. If the court wants, then we can, you know, do a reimbursement for about 89%, which is the Montgomery County portion of the population.
As opposed to the full amount,
the
which
full amount.
I think we're required to do that, aren't we? I mean, they can't, can they, a municipality like that, take from both sources?
I don't know who we're required or not, but that's what we need to do.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, so that would be 244,192.34. And then secondly, last time I think a couple of the commissioners were asking about how much of that was from the fire department
versus
just
yeah.
other expenditures that the township came up with. Because
on that one, so basically the questions were, is there a way we can, you know, carve out the Harris County portion of the invoices, not easily discernible? Can we figure out how much that is pertaining to the fire department? That was not easily discernible. So the third option was just to look at the population breakdown, which is more scientific, and that's how we came up with these numbers.
So at the end of, when it's all said and done here, the 274 reduces to what?
244,199.45.
Okay, so that's the number that should be on the top is what you're saying?
Yes. Right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
Move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right.
This is next item, item F, consider, discuss, take appropriate action, authorizing OEM to purchase from Abbott Labs COVID test kits and lab machines for use at Montgomery County Public Health, an amount not to exceed $240,000, funding to come from CARES Act. The Abbott Labs machines that Public Health is currently using is testing all of the first responders and frontline workers in the county that are not county employees. So you've got teachers, hospital workers, healthcare professionals, firemen, and police officers from across the county. If they are exposed or have symptoms, they go to Public Health and get these tests. Public Health is run out. They are now out of those. So we're restocking that with enough to get this through, just like we did with item A.
And it'll be another machine as well?
Yeah, they're set for, cartridges are set for certain machines. So you got to buy a batch to match with the machine.
I move.
So.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Opposed? Motion carries.
And item
Thank
G,
you.
I'm going to...
Last item?
Yes, sir, Judge. Item G, I'm going to have Tammy come up and assist with this. This is an item for her office. It's considering such to take appropriate action authorizing the upgrade and installation of a queuing system for the tax office in order to assist with compliance of social distancing guidelines and the occupancy recommendations to not exceed $44,000. Authorize Tammy McRae to execute any necessary documents on behalf of Montgomery County. Her current system in her office here downtown and in the Woodlands office is the upgraded. That's the one that would be upgraded. And the satellite offices, correct me if I'm wrong, in Magnolia and New Caney currently don't have a queuing system at all.
In Montgomery.
In Montgomery, yes. So the queuing system as this is designed to do would allow the citizen or the customer of her office to get in line without actually having to come into the office first, and it would text them that they're up and they can come in the office at that time. Just based on my walk through her office last week, she has everyone spread out, but the place was packed with people having to wait in line, people out the door waiting in line, and you've got employees trying to keep the crowd from coming in and going through this process with them. I believe the system will help in her office tremendously to keep, as we go into tax season with the crowds coming in, keep the crowds at bay.
Mr. McRae's done a great job dealing with it. Obviously, we need to step it up a little bit. I move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
With this from a CARES Act?
One caveat. Yeah. Come on, Rakesh.
Yes.
Yeah, before we take a vote.
Given the timing and the sunset of the CARES Act, at December 30th, we looked at the code, and the equipment is supposed to be delivered before December 30th. So we're okay with that as far as the CARES Act. And as far as the installation, that's another $6,000. I would recommend that we find another funding source.
Fine. We'll do contingency for the $6,000 and pay for the rest.
Contingency, is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
For all of it or the
For the $6,000?
$6,000.
For the $6,000.
Amend my motion.
Okay. Thank you.
Perfect.
All right, we have an amended motion. Is there a second?
Yeah.
Is there any more discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you,
Tammy. Jason?
Judge, may I have a moment of matter of personal privilege?
Sure.
Commissioner Metter?
Absolutely.
Commissioner Metter, I'm 35 years old, and I've been in Montgomery County my whole life, Precinct 1 resident my entire life. And since the yay little boy, if you can think of a yay little boy, you've always been my commissioner. It's been a pleasure to finally get to work with you. Thank you for your service to the county.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Jason.
Kids, what are we going to do, guys? You're awesome, man. Thank you very much. All right. We move forward. Constable Precinct 1.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners.
Morning.
I'm here this morning for you all to consider and accept a donation from the Texans United for Freedom organization, commonly called TUF, in our community, in the amount of $3,500 to be used for crisis intervention training in our office. The funds will be deposited into line item 7100-740-510. This money is earmarked for our mental health officers for advanced CIT training. It's a goal at our office, a mission, to have the best professionally trained mental health officers in the state of Texas. And this donation here will be a giant step in helping us obtain those goals. I believe through training, professional training, which we can bring in outside trainers, this will help fund that. And it's a donation from a group here in Montgomery County that's been in existence about 6 years, and they've done these donations to our veterans groups, to these foundations that help our veterans that have PTSD and serious injuries. They've been around for a while. You hear about them. Here's the group, some of their board members, Greg and Phyllis, Captain and Gary. These guys all have big-time, full-time jobs, but they take time, like a lot of our organizations in our communities, that give back, and these guys have done a tremendous job in the last few years giving back, and we're proud to be a recipient of their donation this year.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you, Constable. Absolutely. We appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
Do we have a motion to approve?
Move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
I want to echo what Constable said. That TUF group right there is just what it means. They're tough guys. They they take care of business. When they set their mind to doing something, just get out of their way. And I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all very much.
And I tell you, Lula is the best in the state.
Yeah, we need a picture.
Thank you, Lula.
Good job.
Appreciate what you do.
Thank you all.
you, and thank you, Mr. Metter, for being our commissioner all these years. Proud to know you.
Thank you, Constable. Been a pleasure.
All right. So we move forward. Community Development, Joanne Ducharme.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Please consider and accept an additional entitlement funds in the amount of $2,212,516 for continued COVID-19 relief efforts for low-income households in the county, and authorize Judge Keough to sign related paperwork. These are HUD funds. This is round three.
Move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Move forward.
Okay. At B, please consider and approve opening the positions as noted, a case file monitor and a finance monitor, effective December 26th. Annualized salary each to be $44,205. Both of these positions are to be funded from multi-year HUD CDBG funds with no budget impact to the county funds. And I'm happy to give a little more explanation before we take a
proceed.
Vote. Okay. We've received basically a tsunami of COVID-19 funds. The CARES Act funds had that very short deadline of December 30th, but the HUD funds that are coming in, of which we're a little over $4 million at this point, do not. Those funds go for 8 years. We also have been asked by the state, and it'll come up on the next court, to take on at least $725,000 in state funding, plus admin on top of that, to administer a specific eviction diversion program for the state. I'm going to need my two temporary employees to have their contracts extended because they're already trained. They're already experienced, and they know how to manage these programs. The programs are going to be basically the same. So when we got to looking at this and asking for extensions for them as temporary employees, we realized that the census data will be coming out soon. And because of Montgomery County's unprecedented growth and because the COVID has impacted our economy, we're expecting to see a huge jump in the amount of community development entitlement funds just for our regular programs. We did 10 years ago when the last census came out, and we should again this time.
I move.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
These continue to be temporary employees?
I'm asking to be most efficient would be to continue to transfer them to being permanent employees, because the funding is going to stretch right on into the new census data, and they're going to be needed by the new director after I'm gone. But second to that, I absolutely need them to be continued as temporary employees, because I can't proceed with these grants if I don't have them.
Okay. Is there any more discussion? We have a motion and a second. All in favor? Opposed?
Opposed.
Let's move forward. The motion passes. Thank you very much.
You're wanting to move into county employee positions, or they're going to be funded? I'm supported as long as they're funded by the HUD grant.
Absolutely. Every position in my department, even though we're county employees, is funded by grants. And when the grants go away, the positions go away and we go away. And it's always been that way. We've never had a county budget finance any of our salaries.
Okay.
The motion is passed. We have.
I'll be yay on that. I'll support that.
Okay. So the motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We appreciate it so much.
Thank you. And Commissioner,
I'm sorry, we have a little bit of clarification. We need to know whether or not they're going to be temporary or permanent employees. There's a little bit of confusion on that language. Right now, they are temporary full-time positions. Do you want to make them permanent full-time positions?
That's what we just voted for.
As long as they're paid by HUD funds.
What
she said as well.
And Joanne said there will be no budget impact on Montgomery County, and I agree. I think she probably needs to make them full time, and I think that's part of the motion.
Do y'all have what's your concerns? What is what's
Before we do this, if I may, just as a matter of protocol here, because we have a motion, we have voted, it is passed. Now, if we want to rescind the motion and start over and discuss, we can do that.
I don't want to rescind.
Okay, then it's a done deal, and if we want to bring it back to the next court, we can renotice it and look at it from that perspective.
We may have to rescind it. They're not clear on where they're, and now I'm not
permanent.
That's because I originally put on the agenda the language that Ms. Carter gave me to put on, but it was changed before the agenda was posted. So now there's a little bit of confusion because of the way the language was changed. But my understanding was permanent.
If the motion was that they're permanent full-time positions, I'm good.
Permanent. When do you expect
that's what it was.
That's what it was.
When do you expect
that's what she asked for.
I can't hear you.
When do you expect these funds to be available?
I have them now.
They're okay.
And you'll come back next court and ask or bring PCR back to hire these people?
Yes, okay, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you all.
And may I
appreciate
have an indulgence for a moment?
That depends. Proceed.
Thank you. Commissioner Metter, I've been facing you across this bench for 21 years. Every single other face has changed in every chair, but you have been an anchor in my career for 21 years. And I wanted to thank you, both personally and professionally, for your support all through these years. You have been wonderful to work with, and you've been wonderful to know.
Well, you've done a tremendous job, and thank you for your service.
Thank you, but today's about you. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Ducharme. All right, let's move forward. Animal shelter. Aaron and Mark, you both going to come up? Mark, Aaron? Tell us what's going on.
So basically, this is just asking to rebuild the incinerator. The incinerator is how we dispose of the animals at the shelter. We have a service that comes and does maintenance and things on the incinerator. And this last visit, we were made aware that it has many failures and it needs to be rebuilt for us to be able to use it. So currently, right now, we don't have an incinerator that functions. In order to dispose of the animals, we need that incinerator to be running. In the interim, Conroe has assisted us. However, they can only do, you know, a minimal amount of animals, and are doing that in a time of need that we have here.
To the city of Conroe.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this incinerator also has been here since 2008. Basically, the cost back then was $143,000 to rebuild. We're looking at 121 plus the shipping costs and things that they have quoted. That is to completely rebuild it. A brand new one too, if we were to just replace it, which is not what we're asking for, but just for information, is 190 to 200,000 plus the cost of freight. That does not include removing and disposing of the one that is there. So a new one is quite a bit more.
I went and I looked at this yesterday and looked at the incinerator, looked where the damage was on the outside of it by all the controls. As the heat is coming through at the bottom, it's extremely dangerous. Yep. Situation.
We had a similar issue with the door. They came for maintenance again several years ago, and so the door basically had the same thing. It was the refractory material that was in the door, and you could see the same type of thing that was happening to the door. That has since been replaced. That's not part of the rebuild. That part is still obviously fine.
How old is this unit?
It was put in 2008. It was purchased in 2007.
It's time.
I'm sorry?
It's time, I think.
It is, but I just have a question. For a little more information, you talk about $125,000 to fix it. Gilbert, you had mentioned that you believe that it was closer to 150, something like that, to 175. It's probably.
Yeah, that was just their quote for repairs, but there's still shipping costs and anything else that they could come up with.
Yeah.
Good morning. All I have to go by is the quote that they sent us, and I noted some things in the quote. For one, we're going to have to rent a crane and the two people that are associated with the crane to take the stack off, and then after it's repaired, put it back on. All of the shipping costs are FOB in Orlando, Florida, which means we have to then pay for it coming here. There's a variety of things in the quote that make me think this is going to be a lot more than $121,000.
Is this something we could bid out and try to get a better?
We can bid it. I mean, if it's so, there's some options that I had given to the judge's office. One was there's an exemption in the statute from the competitive bid process when there's things that are unforeseen damage to public property, and the court by order can grant that. We can go off and buy whatever it is that we need to buy to fix the item. If it's not that big of an emergency or an emergency in the court's eyes, then we'd have to bid it. The bidding process, again, you're going to end up with the same thing. When you try to put together a bid document that outlines all the things that need to be repaired, it gets kind of... So we would probably have to do it on a time and materials basis. So,
how much is a brand new one?
About two. Again, my initial research on a brand new machine was, I mean, incinerator, was between $150,000 and $250,000, and that's without insulation or what have you. So we can bid out a brand new one. That would be an easy task because we just spec it out.
This thing is destroyed. It's just coming apart.
I mean, I'd rather look at that.
I think so, too,
and try to bid it out. Patching up something else.
We're also, just so the court knows, we're also contacted Harris County to see if there's anything that we can do with an interlocal with Harris County. Maybe we can utilize them to
in
do
the meantime.
This service in the meantime. And we have not talked to Conroe.
I have. And I've already talked to Paul Vergadama. We can do an interlocal agreement with them. It's just a function of BD putting together an agreement, getting with Marcus over there and seeing if we can do it on it. And they'll pretty much do it for whatever we need to do. The problem is it's just not big enough to handle the kind of animals that are coming in precinct.
Correct. And the $200,000, just to go back on, the replacement cost, that was from the company that basically the manufacturer of the incinerator. And that is who did the quote for the repairs, is the manufacturer who built this incinerator.
May I make a suggestion? That we get, if we are looking at the possibility of a new one, get some bids on it. We have another commissioner's court. We're looking at ways to fund it right now. We've talked about there's a couple of different things to do that. Get those bids if you can, and let's come back to the court the next time and revisit this. Meanwhile, we know we can use Conroe. We've already talked to them, and they're allowing us to use their incinerator.
As long as theirs doesn't have any maintenance problems, and I know they've been working on it, so... If theirs goes down, then we're going to be in a real...
So what happens? There's no way that yours hadn't gone down and theirs has gone down. What do you do then? What do you do when everybody's down?
What happens? Have to figure out what to do. Right now, they're in a freezer.
Their bid's currently down.
Their bid's currently down now?
I can find out. As of last week, theirs was down.
They were working on it.
And it was being worked on, so they have not been able to use it. I don't know as of
today. As in Conroe?
They, as in the city of Conroe. I don't know as of today whether that's been fixed.
So right now, you don't have one anywhere?
Correct. We have a freezer that's getting full.
Have you followed up with Harris County yet?
Harris County uses a service. Basically, it's a contractor service that comes and does the pickup, and then they disappear.
Why don't we look at something like that?
A landfill.
That's what we've got.
We have that going right now, Commissioner.
Because I don't want to rush into trying to fix this old thing, problematic or not.
Let us find out what Harris County does so just the court has all the information.
Here's what we do, if I may.
We'll come back to court. We'll come back to court next week with either do an interlocal with Harris County or authorize to go and bid this thing out or grant an exemption for an emergency and repair what we got. At least you have some options.
Or look at a service that would come pick the animals up and do what they do.
Right. So we're looking into that right now from Harris County so we can piggyback their deal.
The other benefit, too, is I know, like, other agencies have used this incinerator. So livestock has used it a few times and other agencies for different various uses. So we would lose that ability with having a service that would pick up. So.
We had this discussion yesterday about talking to Harris County. So that's in the process. And so you have a number of options here. And I would suggest we defer this. And let's get the final information here and decide how we're going to move forward at the next court. Is everybody good with that?
I just don't see how you're going to find a service that's going to come up to Montgomery County from wherever.
It's tough to find a service
from
at all.
One precinct to the other. I think you better look at trying to get the thing fixed or buy a new one.
Well, that's all part of the discussion.
I would rather do the new one or look at it anyway, see what the costs are there.
Yeah, the new one is Well, the quote that they gave us for the exact replacement was 190 to 200,000, which does not include the removal of the existing machine. So we would
still have to figure out. Or like Gilbert said, the crane, the people, whatever.
Does it include that or all that's extra?
All that's
all that is extra.
Okay.
Which includes the disposal if it were to be replaced.
Okay. Right, okay.
It also does not include the freight.
But, yeah.
So to replace the machine that we actually have right now.
Be speaking to the, come up to the mic.
To replace the actual machine that we have right now, due to the size of that one, it actually has to come on two separate vehicles, two separate trucks. So the freight is also not included in that $200,000 quote.
Gilbert, you'll get that information for us.
I can get you the Harris County info, but as far as bidding out a new one, that's a bid process takes at least 6 weeks to accomplish. And when you put a bid out, we outline everything that we expect the contractor to do. That way you have a final number. Right now, you don't have a final number.
And
I don't know what that number would
be. I think we need one. And since I know we spent $50,000 not too long ago on this already, and if we try to go and spend another $120,000, I mean, we kind of start to throw good money after bad at some point. And I know they warned us about the floor last time. Said that it was starting to show problems. It should be
watched. Yeah, the floor was replaced. Yeah, the floor was redone with that with the door, which was 31 plus the 7,000, so roughly 38,000.
And so we need to.
We got to figure out a way for somebody to take care of what we need to do for at least 6 weeks or 2 months or more, till we can get a bid in here and decide what we're going to do then.
Commissioner Metters, we need something to do come January.
So far, what we had in our
we'll give you a truck, Mike.
In our discussion yesterday, Commissioner, we have Paul.
I think I'll pass on that.
Conroe is willing to do an interlocal agreement. We're already doing business with them on this particular issue. The big issue there is we have animals that are too big for their furnace. That's
correct.
What you're saying, right?
Yes.
And then the next issue is if we fix it, you're looking at $125,000 to $150,000, $175,000 with a possible cost of a brand new one at $200,000, $225,000 for another $50,000, $100,000. And this one right now is already 12 years old, and it's falling apart, and it's burning out by it. I mean, you can't use it. It's unusable.
Correct. Yeah, if I were to guess, I mean, I would say you're in the $250,000 range. I mean, just from freight and removal and disposal and replacement for a new one.
And there are also some vets that they cremate. I mean, we don't have any veterinarians.
Yeah, there's services, pet cremation services, but you're talking a lot of money. I mean, we could quote it, but I mean, I think you're going to be, because just to go get a pet cremated is a couple $100.
It's typically those are.
But we don't need them back.
Part of the issue here is
even not getting them back. I mean,
you guys had money set up for maintenance on this. You went and
correct.
You did the maintenance.
Correct.
And this is then what you found out.
That's correct.
So it's something I think I agree with Commissioner Riley that something needs to be done here pretty quick because it is unusable. It's
correct.
Dangerous. And
I think
it's a major
the
project.
Law, let Gilbert get some quotes on it.
The freezer space is
only solid
numbers
only on demolition,
so big.
All of it. Then we'll go from there.
Yep.
Conroe will work with us, we know for sure right now. Even if they're down, they're going to be back up. I already talked to Paul Vergadamo on this.
Okay.
So then let's defer this. Let's wait on Gilbert to get us some bids on this and see what we need to do. Are we all good with that?
Yeah. Are we bidding out new or replacement?
Okay. New.
So bid new.
Yeah,
that'd be good. Yeah.
Bid new.
Sounds good.
Gentlemen, let's go ahead and defer that then, and we'll get back with you guys. Thank you
Sounds
so
good.
Much.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Thanks.
All right, let's move forward. Purchasing, Gilbert.
Hi, good morning again. The first item, we need to rescind an award that we had made on November 17th for a lead-based paint inspections. The bid documents that we put out were not correct. So it was our error. We need to put it back out. So we want to rescind and get permission to bid it out again.
Move.
Second. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Gilbert?
Yes, sir. And on B, this is to award Project 2103, which is the Montgomery County Sheriff's Substation District 2, the highest evaluated firm, and apparently and they were actually the lowest priced, was LDF Construction. They're out of Conroe. The total for the base, alternates 1, 2, and 3, is $3,533,900.
And we had about
$4 million, I think, earmarked.
We budgeted 5.2 for the whole project with the FNE.
Perfect. All right. We had a motion.
You had what in CIP, $4 million?
Yeah, it's a project under the Sheriff's Office Capital Improvements. We had a $5.2 million budget for the project with FNE.
Good, so.
What are you going to do with the extra money?
It's the Sheriff's Capital Improvement Project.
Construction budget is $3.9. And then.
You can see where we're all going with that, can't you?
Well, they haven't paid for the land yet.
All right, so.
They haven't bought the land yet.
Do we have a motion to approve?
Second, yes, move.
All
whatever.
In favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Gilbert. Rebecca, grants.
Morning, Becca.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Morning.
Item A, consider and approve the NRA grant application in the amount of $5,248 for the Sheriff's Office.
Y'all mind if we do all these at once? They're the same. They're all NRA grants. For
sure, if you just read them
on
for
all
the
of them.
Yeah, that's perfect.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank
Rebecca,
you.
Thank you very much.
Good
all
job,
right, we're
going to
temporarily recess for Commissioner's Court, convene public hearings, and in our public hearings. So, if we would.
Consider an order adopting rules for Montgomery County, Texas Smart on-site storage facilities or sewage facilities and accept public comments for the adoption of the proposed rules. Is anybody here to speak about this?
What is it?
So, Scott.
Is that the lot sizes?
Scott Nichols is here.
Yeah.
We can talk about these. I was going to get public comments and then talk about whether or not we want to approve them and if you have questions about them.
Okay. And then we'll have and then when we're done here, then we'll come back for a motion and discussion.
Right.
Okay. Proceed.
Precinct two.
Go ahead.
Consider the partial revision of south part of lot 43, Capitol Hill Estates, section 2, a subdivision according to the map recorded in Cabinet D, sheet 1098 of the map records of Montgomery County to be known as Capitol Hill Storage. Is anybody here to speak about that? The purpose of the proposed replat is to create one restricted commercial reserve.
I think we've got somebody here that would like to speak on that.
Yes, come forward if you would.
We're creating one restricted commercial reserve.
Can we?
No objections or concerns have been received.
Jason, can you help him so we get a mic?
Sure.
I have 5 acres in that area, and I just got this note like 4 days ago, and I called up here to find out what it's about. Is this just a redistricting or changing it to a commercial site property or to increase my taxes on those 5 acres? Or is that, how's that going to affect me if it's changed?
It's a partial replat, and the purpose is to create one restricted commercial reserve.
It says precinct two.
Is it, it's in the Capitol Hill Estate subdivision right now, Amy, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
And we're taking it from a residential lot to a commercial lot status? Is that what we're doing?
They're just replatting to build something there?
You're the property owner?
Yes. You're the property owner?
I've got 5 acres inside that, whatever they're trying to change from residential to commercial. Nobody's approached me.
So that your property would go from residential to commercial, the property that you currently own?
No.
That's what I'm asking. Is this going to change my taxes and everything else? Because my son lives on that property. We have agricultural animals on that property. And now, to me, this seems like they're just trying to change it for the tax base. I don't know.
Your property is adjacent to this property. Is that correct?
It's adjacent to.
I don't know. I have.
And I'll get John McKinney up here, but the plat's not ready today. We're not voting today. We were just taking comments, and so it has been submitted to engineering, but it's not ready to vote on. We're just taking public comments today, and I'll get more information.
I need to get your name, and we need to visit before. Is it going to be on the next court, Amy? When will it be?
All I know is it's not ready.
Okay. It's not ready right now, but we need to visit before we do get it ready. Because I have to look into it, too.
When would that be? When can I get with you?
You can get with me right after court, okay?
Which will be just a few minutes. All right. Thank you for coming up. Appreciate it. All right. Precinct 3.
Commissioner, you want me to take this one too?
Yes.
Consider a memorandum of understanding and affidavit of no objection between the county and municipal utility district number 67 for an improvement of the Bear Branch watershed to reduce the risk of flooding in the surrounding areas and accept public comments for the proposed project. Hi, Jim.
Hello. Good morning. Jim Stinson, general manager for MUD 67 and a few other MUDs in the Woodlands. I'm here to request your support for the memorandum of understanding and the affidavit for no objection.
Thank you, Jim. Is there anything else?
Anybody else here to speak about this?
This, no. For information purposes, this is part of the 86 Texas legislature initiated the Flood Infrastructure Fund to make funding assistance available for drainage improvement projects, and this is related to this project.
Jim, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim.
Precinct 3 items.
No, I know. I thought we were going to.
Okay, we're not going to vote on any of these today?
Well, yes, we are going to vote on two of these today. We're going to vote on A and C after you reconvene court.
Okay, so there are no more public comments on this last item.
Right. So now we can have discussion on 18A or 18C if you'd like. 18B is not ready.
Okay, so, but is discussion for a motion? Do we need to reconvene to make the motion?
Yes, reconvene.
Okay, then we've officially just convened to take appropriate action. Amy, take us through the motions.
So consider an order adopting rules for Montgomery County. And so this is the on-site sewage facilities. And these were redone at the request of our environmental.
I move.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I will abstain on that.
I'm abstaining too because I don't know what y'all are doing. Can we get a little bit more explanation before we vote?
Okay, let's have discussion on this. Move forward.
I'm good.
We have a motion and a second. What is the discussion?
I can explain. So Jennifer Fox from our office can tell you a little bit about what we've been working on, if you'd like that.
Yes, yeah. If you would.
So what this is this is an order proposing to revise the 2007 rules. And we have worked in coordination, our office, the county attorney's office, has worked in coordination with Environmental Health Services for this. It mainly just provides clarification and tracks the current language of the statutes. So some of the language is different, but it's been revised to coincide with the current language in the Texas Administrative Code. We've also clarified the process by which commercial facilities are now permitted for on-site sewage facilities. And also there is a change in the residential lot sizing requirements pertaining to those lots that are served by a public water system. In 2007, the requirement was those lots were required to have at least 1 acre of land, and now the proposed change is to 3/4 of an acre of land. It is still more stringent than the state standard of a half acre.
Yes.
That's basically what it is.
TCEQ, yes, half acre, that's right.
Yes, the TCEQ standard is 1/2 acre. So our standard here is still more stringent than the state's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Any more discussion?
I don't deal with it often, so whatever.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
I'm going to abstain.
I need to abstain as well.
Okay. Motion carries. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. All right.
And then the next one is 18C. Consider the memorandum of understanding and affidavit of no objection between the county and MUD 67.
All right. This has no cost to the county. This is
no
just
cost to the county.
Clarifying.
Please. All right, we have a motion.
Move.
Second.
Discussion?
Thanks for coming, Jim.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right. That is the last item. Are there any citizens who would like have any final comments that they would like to make? Yes.
I'm going to come as both a citizen and a Montgomery County employee that almost can't remember a time when Mike Metter wasn't on this court. Last Thursday night, I got a call from Janie, and she let me know that this was probably going to be Mike's last court. We've been friends our whole lives. My parents, your parents. I've always said when I grow up, I want to be Janie Metter because Janie Metter's just the bomb of everything. I want to thank you on behalf of the employees in Montgomery County. You've always been a true friend to us. You've always looked out for us, and we appreciate that. We're going to miss you, but I know there are still good people on this court and a good person that's going to come to this court that will continue to fight for the employees, and I want you to know we appreciate that. We're going to miss your leadership. We're going to miss your guidance, your friendship. We're going to be sitting very close to you. So, Robert, you have some big shoes to fill because you're closest to the clerk up here. But I just want to say thank you to you and Janie both. It's been a great ride, and we're going to miss you.
Thank you, Darren.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I would like to say a few words before we
close. I have love sitting right here next to you, ladies.
Mr. Metter, I've not been here at this level for a long time, but as you know, I served the Justice of the Peace for many years, and you were very helpful to me as we were working with the NetData GHS stuff. And by the way, NetData GHS, the last I checked, had brought Montgomery County about $14 million. So it was a good program, and I certainly appreciate your support there. Beyond that, as you know, our families have a long history in Montgomery County and the County Line area. Doesn't make us special, but the Deans and the Walkers and some of my family and others have been there a long time, and we're still here trying to do our part to make it a better place to provide a brighter future and a better place to live for all our families. And for me as commissioner, since I've came on board, you always take my call when I had a question about a procedure, how does this work, and I will be eternally grateful for your help to me as commissioner, and the nice visits at the deer camp where you kind of let your hair down. Just a wonderful atmosphere of camaraderie, and can't thank you enough for all that you've done for me and the Mets family. If I can ever be of help to you, you know I'm a phone call away, brother. Thank you, and God bless you for your service.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Well, I guess I got to try to get through this too, don't I? You know, I've known Commissioner Metter before I was even working with the county. I knew him when he ran for office, and I remember when he got elected, and I remember the kind of man he was then, and he's no different now than he was then. And I'm going to miss him. I tell you, I've leaned on him a lot, and I've leaned on him when I was working with somebody else when he was the commissioner. I've leaned on him when I got sitting in this seat. I've leaned on him, and I'm going to miss that. And there's no better person to be leaning on than Mike Metter.
Absolutely.
Robert, we got you back, though, buddy. We're looking forward to you being here. Commissioner Metter, thank you for everything. Thank
you. Commissioner Metter, I had the opportunity when I served in the House of Representatives to spend a little bit of time with you working on some projects. And I have not known you. We've not been close. We've been here on the court together. I will tell you, though, I sat in the hospital, and I watched you run the court pro tem. You have a steady hand. You have a clear mind. Everybody here has respect for you. And you bring a stability to all of us that we appreciate, that I personally appreciate very much, along with the rest of these guys and all this experience. And so from that perspective and from my perspective, thank you very much. It's been a true pleasure.
Thank you, Judge.
I believe, I Mr. Metter, I believe you hold the record for the shortest commissioner's court in history.
Yeah, we need to try to break that. We need to try to break that. I think it's 40 minutes, wasn't it? 34 minutes?
34, sir.
There you go. Yeah. There's the goal right there. Well,
thank you all. Are there any other comments?
Y'all don't know how I've enjoyed this, how I have loved the court members.
Uh-oh.
Here comes the oldest, the longest serving
the oldest
engineer in the history of Montgomery County.
Well, I didn't plan on speaking today. Good morning, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
But I'd feel horrible if I walked out of this courtroom without saying something. You guys know I go back with Mike a long time. Matter of fact, I think I welcomed Mike to this courtroom, or an older courtroom than this, about 28 years ago. He is absolutely the epitome of what a county commissioner looks like and acts like. But even more than that, he is exactly what a friend looks like and acts like. And I'm going to walk away from here before you and I both start crying, but thank you so much for being my friend, Mike.
Thank you, Mark.
Love you.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
I'm killing you.
All right. Is there anyone else? If not, a motion to adjourn.
I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.